All right, Mike, let's talk about the star of the game. Set a team rushing record, 217 yards. This guy right here, but he'll be the first to tell you, if these guys up here don't do their job, he's not getting those yards. Let's take a look at his first touchdown. Great job, double team there, double team there. These linebackers, they still don't know whether Shady's getting the ball or Nick Foles is going to keep the ball here.
No, you're exactly right. When you say the stars, I think it's those big guys in the trenches because they make the difference. And Shady will get the glory, but these guys, and Shady knows it, they paved the way for him to have a record-setting day. And the double teams, I thought in the second half, were just excellent. They made sure that they took care of the backside, which wasn't so solid early in the football game. But these double teams and then getting up to the second level,
yeah.
That combination block, that was really the key to the run game. And they stuck with the inside zone running attack, and it just worked to perfection.
Yeah, I can't say enough about Shady's patience there. I mean, it takes time for these blocks to develop, and then he does his magic. Here, this is what makes him special. Once he gets to that second level, it's going to be hard to bring him down.
And Ike, when he gets to that second level, take notice of the wide receivers and the job that they're doing down the field. Riley Cooper, Jason Avant in particular, the job that they're doing on that secondary.
Here you go. Going again. Same play.
Yep.
You know, this is one thing I love about Chip. If it worked one time, we're going back to it. Watch the double team block here by these guys. Again, Shady being patient. And this run breaks out. Here's one thing I want you to key on. The middle linebacker, they run this read option a lot, and he's the guy who has to figure out whether or not Shady's getting the ball or Nick Foles is keeping the ball. Watch how long it takes for Steven Tulloch to realize that Shady has the ball. He's already out the gate before Tulloch knows he has it.
Well, it's the fake by Nick Foles that really sets it up for Shady and Tulloch being uncertain about where to go. So his eyes are on Nick Foles coming out the backside with a good fake. Shady's behind him already.
Yeah, and I know you like this, Mike. You just mentioned about getting to the second level. Now, this could very well be a 10-yard game. You know, you got a runner right here. But look at this right here. This is why Shady breaks runs 40, 50 yards.
Ike, I think in five games, Jason Avant has four catches. But he'll do this, and it makes the play successful. It makes this team better that he'll give up catches to get down the field, and he takes out two guys on this play.
Yeah. Here's another run by Shady. Again, I can't say enough about the interior part of this offensive line. Just did a great job opening up holes.
You know, you've got two of the best defensive tackles in the game, and in that second half, they controlled those big tackles, thus controlling the run game.
You would think with the 217 yards, Shady could have did much better, but he'll even tell you after looking at this play, this right here, don't go there. Go there. And he may have close to 300 yards on his day Sunday.
Well, the cut was big on the safety, but now all he has to do is run away from Ndamukong Suh to the left side. And you're right, he's off and running. And 20. It's a foot race.
We have a special talent here in Philadelphia, and we enjoy watching him every week.